Just to clarify, this show is now called White to See Radio. It used to be called R3 with JH, and then it was Half Past Presents R3 with JH. I didn't like those names, so I went back to White to See Radio, which was the name of my original podcast back from 09 with my wife, which then became Half Past Adventures. So that show is no longer White to See Radio, but the show is now White to See Radio. You're going to hear me call it R3 with JH, you're going to hear me call it Half Past Presents R3, but really this show is White to See Radio, and you're going to hear this intro for a long time because I record like 35 episodes. Enjoy.
John, you're a dork.
Welcome back to another episode of R3 on Haphazard with me, John, your host, the guy who's driving the car and talking into a microphone about random things, random thoughts he has. You know, this is kind of my therapy, my way to get things off my chest in a little room, which is my car, and for you to listen to and hopefully like, I don't know. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately, and it's going to be controversial. I'm going to put that up front there. It's going to be people who don't like what I'm going to say, and that's fine. We can all be friends still. You don't have to agree with everything I say for to be my friend. You don't have to be on the same political spectrum to be my friend. However, if you don't want to listen to me after this episode, you don't want to listen to the show, or you think I'm a piece of shit, that's fine. I would prefer to talk to you about it, but if your jump go-to is fuck that guy, I understand. I mean, I don't, but I do, you know. So, what are we talking about this episode? We're talking about offensiveness and being triggered and outrage culture and the society we live in today and how everything's so offensive in PC and how we have to essentially walk on eggshells over every culture and subculture and sub-subculture and make sure we don't say anything or could possibly have say or do anything that could be taken to be offensive. And we have to be offended for everybody else on the behalf of everybody else. We have to white knight everybody. Just a little background, just to set the stage straight here. I am a firm supporter of equal rights, of civil rights. I'm a firm pride member, straight white man, but I support and I love and cherish all of my gay and lesbian and bisexual and trans friends. And the LGBT community is a big part of what I do. I do a lot of stuff, or try to do a lot of stuff to help support the gay community, the LGBTQ plus community, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I did a whole episode on it, my feelings on that, right? I have no ill will towards any race, creed, or culture. I'm not racist. I don't think black people are lesser. I don't think down of Jews or Asians or anything like that. I believe everybody is equal in so much as they're as who they are. I believe people should be judged on their actions, not on who they are, 100%. So there's that. I mean, let's put all that out there, right? I mean, so keep that in mind for everything I say here. I mean, hopefully what I say does not contradict that, but I want to put it out there that I am a straight white man, 100%, but I could give two shits if you're a gay trans person or if you're whatever. You know, I don't care. If you're a good person, you're fine with me. I have friends on all spectrums of the sexuality binary system. I have friends that are, you know, multiple different races and cultures and religions, and it doesn't bother me. That's fine. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. It doesn't matter what you are. So it's been getting worse and worse and worse, but I mean, dark comedy is what I grew up with. Dark comedy is what I like. I like jokes that push the limits of what's acceptable in society. And there are some really dark comedians out there. I almost said magicians, but that's not the right word. There's some dark comedians out there that make, you know, that do comedy about, you know, dark, dark things. And it can be funny. And it's all about the delivery, to be honest. But even given that, like, intent is a big thing, you know. And we talked about this on an episode previously with, you know, called Why Can't I Say the N-Word? And just because of current times, I'm not going to say it, obviously. Not that I want to say it or that I think that it should be something people should say. But I do think that if people are going to say it, then everybody should be able to say it because it's just a word. And people need to move past this this connotation that no matter what, if you ever say the N-word, you're racist, or it's used in a racist tone, because that's not true. Intent behind what you say makes a big difference, you know? Because if you're saying it, singing along to a song versus outraged and calling somebody it, that's two completely different contexts and two completely different ways of thinking and means two different things. You know, somebody who sings along to a song because they like hip hop, you know, that does not mean that, oh, well, you said it while singing along to this song. Clearly you hate black people. That's just not true. And this whole black and white culture where it's like, oh, if you've ever said it once in your life, you're a racist. Well, one, no, people change and grow. So somebody may have said it in high school. One, they may have said high school meaning it and being a racist and being a dickwad, but it doesn't mean they can't grow out of it and become a bigger and better person and learn from their mistakes and do more. Or they may have said it jokingly with their friends, because I can guarantee you a lot of kids use the N-word in high school. When I was in high school, it got dropped all the time by kids of all races. And yeah, everyone's like, oh, that's a bad word, you shouldn't say that. But it was like, nobody cared. I mean, fucking ODB put on an album called, you know, N-word Please, and I'm not going to say it because, again, if I say it now, then if I say it on the radio, or not radio, if I say it on the show, then I'm a fucking racist, even though I'm just saying the name of the album, you know, and that's ridiculous. And that's kind of culture things we've grown into, and it's do I want to be able to go out and call someone the N-word? No, not at all. I don't care. I'm fully content with the fact that being in casual conversation or any conversation and calling somebody that or using that word derogatory is bad. I'm accepting of that, and that's fine. But do I think it makes somebody a racist if they're singing along to a Snoop Dogg song or any song and they drop the N-word? No, I 100% don't think that makes that person a racist, and it's fine. They're just singing it. Well, John, couldn't they use that song to sing along all the time, give them an excuse to say it and use that song lyric to be racist? Yeah, sure, they could. And that's going to be obvious. It's going to be obvious if somebody's using a song lyric. Well, I was just singing a song lyric. I wasn't calling. It's going to be obvious, you know? And we need to get back to where intent and connotation of what somebody says matters. And what they, not just black and white. Well, clearly written out here, these were the exact words that were said. And words can't be taken in two ways. So the words can only be taken one way. So you said it. Therefore, you meant it 100%. And you live by it now. That's not life. People say shit joking all the time. I mean, just be honest with you guys, if you're in your 30s or your 20s or older, you have spent your life making nothing but gay jokes with your friends. Not in a bad way, just, I mean, honestly, nobody hits on their friends more than their friends. Nobody hits on a dude more than his best friend. It's just the way it is. It's just fucking life. And if your friends don't hit on you, then there's something, you have a weird friendship. Or maybe I have the weird friendship, I don't know. But nothing, it doesn't matter. It's a thing. It doesn't, like... And like now, if you make any kind of, just even saying the word gay joke, people are like, oh, you make homophobic jokes? No, not homophobic. There's a difference between making gay jokes and homophobic jokes. Oh, but you're using being gay as a negative, and they don't like that. No, it's the same as like if you're gay and somebody making straight jokes on you. It's the opposite of what you want. Therefore, that's the humor is in the fact that it's something you don't like. And not mean don't like, it's like, I don't like being gay, but if you're a guy and you like women, you don't like dick. You know, that's all it is. It's the humor in the absence of, or the inclusion of. It's more to it than just, oh, it's homophobic and you hate gay people. No, that's not the intent. And, you know, I did webcomics for 13 years, and in my webcomics, there was a lot of gayness in them because, one, I thought it was easy to write, and two, there was a lot of great jokes to be said in that world and with those kinds of characters, and I just fell into it. And my co-writer was gay. Not was, he still is. He hasn't changed his ways, which is, you know, good for me. Hey, John, I'm kidding. See? There. Like, that's so easy to make, and it's just a stupid, silly joke to get a smile and a chuckle out of someone. But, I mean, I understand, you know, going from the other side. And from how I feel, I can fully understand why someone would think making gay jokes makes you a homophobe. I get it. And I get it why people think, oh, well, if you're making a lot of gay jokes and you're closeted. Well, so what if you're closeted? That's your choice. You make a lot of gay jokes. Like, all your comic shows, just nothing but, like, homosexual jokes. You must hate gay people. No, I love gay people. I love people. I love everybody. Well, I mean, I fucking hate people, but I love everybody, you know? I hate people because I hate interacting with people. I just don't like go talk to people or be in public situations. That's just my own thing. But, you know, I have no problems with any sexuality. I don't care. But I reserve the right to make fun of it and make find jokes where jokes can be because it's fun. I mean, I don't give two shits if somebody makes fun of me for being white or being a man or being overweight or being old or having back problems or having a stutter or slurring my words, my speech, or anything about me that you can make fun of. I don't give a shit. Do it. But then again, you're going to come back at me and say, but John, you're a straight white man. It's okay if people make fun of you because you can take it. You haven't been oppressed. There's no oppression for you, which I get that. You're not wrong. You're right. I am a straight white man, and historically speaking, if you can make fun of me, I can take it because there's not anything physical or life-threatening going to happen to me, because I know if you're just making fun of me for being an old fat guy, well, whatever, I'm an old fat guy, but you know, there's been times people get made fun of for being gay or for being black, and they end up dead or beaten up, and I 100% respect that history, and I own that history for the white race. It's mine to own. Clearly, 100% mine to own, apparently. I'm just kidding. I don't mean that. But, you know, I get that. But the way we can move through things as a culture and as a society is not through exclusion, but through inclusion and through finding the joint humor in situations and silly situations and coming together more. And we live in a culture that I've noticed online that if you say anything of the opposite of people, then you're the bad guy. There's no conversation. There's no, well, let's talk it out, or just know, oh, I didn't see it that way before. Can we discuss this? It's just, oh, you think that? You're wrong. Triggered. And I don't subscribe to that. I mean, there's been some times recently, in the last couple of years, and in my life, I'm sure, that there's been subjects come up, like when the whole trans bill was going through in North Carolina and some of this stuff, I was like, well, and with Trump, too. A lot of it was like, well, if you think that, then clearly you're a racist or you're a homophobe. But, you know, it's not that simple. It's never that simple. Like, I don't believe that people who support Trump are just instantly racist. That's not a reality, right? Do I believe that there are people who support Trump that are racist? 100%. But I also believe that there are people who supported Hillary who are racist. 100%. You know, and it's just because you're one political party does not make you racist. It may mean that the people you follow have racist tendencies and are more racist or sexist or homophobic or prejudiced or whatever than the other party, the other person in the party on the same platform. That may be true, but doesn't mean that you as a person. And it's hard because some people can't separate the you supporting a platform person who is racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever versus you personally. And it is a hard thing to do. But there are, I guarantee you, there are people out there who don't think Trump is racist, who think that Trump makes jokes or thinks that Trump falls into, different day, different time. You know, I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm guaranteeing there's people out there who think, oh, well, this is, he's being taken out of context. He's not racist and I'm not racist, but I think I still support him because his party has the values that I have. You know, I mean, that's one side, and I believe those people exist. There's also people who are like, you know, who support, you know, the build the wall or kick out the immigrants and Trump's God type of thing. And those people, besides being fucking idiots, you know, those people fall into that racist category, and that's shit on them. But, you know, it sucks. You know, like, I have what I consider to be some really clever and well-constructed jokes and comics that I've done in the past that I, you know, they're not on my webcomics, right? I've done so many webcomics. I've got over 3,000 pages that I've done and, you know, several issues and different series that I've done. They're all were taken off the internet about 3 or 4 years ago for other reasons that not reasons involve any of what I'm talking about here, but just reasons that involve me wanting to go a different direction with my career in art and creation and stuff and want to do something different with those. And I do want to release all of those. However, I am a little hesitant because in some of them, there are jokes that make fun of literally everybody. I mean, hell, my inanimate comic strip, it opens with a black joke. Like, the first page is a black, the first like four strips is a black joke. Because the whole idea is the pot calling the kettle black. And it's the sense of, I mean, it was funny at the time. It went over well at the time when I released it back in 2008. And it got, you know, good feedback from, you know, white people, black people, Asian people, whatever. It didn't matter. And I did lots of jokes that, poking fun at white people, poking fun at Mexicans, poking fun at Jewish people, poking fun at black people, poking fun at gay people, straight people, whatever. And just poking fun at anybody. I mean, I made a whole series of jokes about Twilight. It's for fun. but I feel like, and maybe I'm overreacting, maybe I'm just being too sensitive about what people will react, but I'm just basing my opinions here on how I see people react online. And I would be hesitant to post those comics today. I'm still going to release them eventually in a print format, and I'll deal with any negative feedback or backlash that I get from it when it happens. And I've always been able to defend my work, because it is, artistic freedom, and it is comedy, it is jokes, and it is nothing serious. And but I mean, I'd be hesitant to post those online right now, just because of the way the society that's out there. It's like the whole Scarlett Johansson thing. People are super pissed off or upset or whatever about her, because she may have said in an interview, or she dropped out of a movie where she was playing a trans man, or a trans woman who had used to be a man that transitioned to a woman. And she was excited to play the role, had the challenge of doing that. And because of online backlash, she stepped down from the role because people wanted a trans actor to be in that role, which I understand that. I completely support trans actors and actresses and creators and artists out there for whatever roles they want to do. But I fall back to if we want an actor for a role, they have to be what the role is. Like, isn't the whole point of acting is to find the best person for the role? And don't people use the same, like, the same methodology or ideas for why we can cast, say, Halle Bailey as Ariel versus a redheaded white person as Ariel? Now, mind you, I have no quarrel and no issue with Halle Bailey playing Ariel, or Ariel becoming, a black mermaid, and King Triton becoming a black mermaid and all a merman, and all of that, changing. And it doesn't matter to me, because what matters to me is the content that comes out at the end. I have no problem with the new actress being added to the James Bond movie and taking over the 007 moniker. James Bond's going to still be there. She's not going to be James Bond, but she's going to be 007, and she's a black actress. And I think that's awesome. I don't care if she's a black actress, a black man, or a white woman or white man, as long as that the role they're playing fits the tone of what they're doing, and they take it to heart and do a good job, it's fine with me. I don't care. But people bitch about why we don't do more, minorities and leads and recast these characters as minorities, and then people bitch about that as well on the other side. But then we have a white actress doing a trans role, or let's say when Scarlett Johansson was in Ghost in a Shell, and everybody in America was so pissed off that a white actress was playing in a Japanese anime as the main character, who was a robot, that nobody in Japan really gave a shit about her being a white actress, because she's, again, a robot. And it's, Scarlett Johansson said something along the lines of, she's an actress, she should be free to play whatever role that she gets, because it's kind of the challenge of being an actor, where you become an actor, you put on a mask, acting is about becoming somebody else. And I hate to go down the whole, well, if this, then that thing with this, but it comes down to, if a straight woman can't play a trans man, then should we not cast a trans actor to play a straight man or woman? Should they only be cast as a trans character in anything they do? Or should it be, you can get cast and act in whatever fucking role you get? And it doesn't matter. Do I think that giving a trans role to a trans character is a good idea? Yeah, to some degree I do, but I also think you fall into the realm of typecasting and saying that that a trans person can only play a trans person, Now, do I think that we should have people be in blackface? No, not at all. Or have people be in, yellow face or Latino face. I don't know what color Latino would be for that. Brown face? That would be brown face? I guess it's brown face. I don't know. Whatever. No, I don't think you should play a different that, but just because a character, characters can be changed. I know someone's going to say, but John, Scarlett Johansson is taking on and playing something she's not. Halle Bailey is taking on a character, and they're changing the character to fit her ethnicity. They're not changing this character for Scarlett Johansson to become a straight white woman. They're changing it from she's still playing a trans act. Yes, I get that. I get that there's a difference. I get that there's definitely an arguable difference there between the two, but there still isn't. There still is the fact that it's a changing of what's behind the character to best fit what's best for the movie. And that's what we should be doing. For any movie, whatever, we should do what's best for that movie. Now, if we're... Okay, so let me back up for a second. I do think that in a movie, if you have a character who is Asian, and that character being Asian is part of their backstory, or from a comic book, from a movie, and that's what they are, then you should try and find an actor who fits that role, right? You should try and find someone that fits that role. But if you can't, and say a black actor comes along and they are amazing, and it's like, oh my God, this person would be great for this role, but they're just not the right ethnicity, and you can't, then go with it. Who cares? You know, same thing as, you know, but obviously if you do that, you change, you know, you don't have a black person play an Asian person. You change the role to fit what the actor is, right? Like when Will Smith took over the role of Deadshot, you know, they didn't change him to be a black guy playing a white guy. They just changed the character to be black and made the backstory fit, and that's what it was. And that was great. I mean, the only case you can say that was really successful of a white actor playing a black character and the black character still being black would be Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, because, I mean, that's I think that's probably the only way to tastefully do blackface in a movie and it work and it be really, really well done. It's like the joke online about, if you cast Iron Man as a black actor, who would you cast? And everyone's like, Robert Downey Jr. He can already do it. Which, I know it's so wrong, but I kind of want to see that. So, but I don't know, man. I just wish people wouldn't get so offended and offensive. Get so offended and triggered by every fucking thing that's out there. Like, people say jokes, and then all of a sudden you're the worst person in the world. Can a joke go too far? Yes. Can the intent behind a joke be serious? Yes. Can we take a step fucking back and understand that jokes are just jokes most of the time, and comedians just tell comedy, and not every comedian that tells a fucking dick joke wants a bunch of dick in their face, and every comedian that tells a gay joke is not a gay hater, and if a white comedian tells a black joke, they don't hate black people. You know, it's like jokes, anybody can point out the stereotypes and the comedy of any culture, any subculture that's out there. Yes, if you're in that community, you know the insides and outs of it more, but that doesn't mean somebody else can't learn it, or somebody else can't look at it and see, oh, here's humor. You know, like I get that our society and that our culture and world, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, for the last 100 years or more has been predominantly white. Fully get that. And it's been predominantly white people making fun of everybody else. But it's fine. Make fun of white people. White people make fun of everybody else. Make fun of everybody. It's so awesome. Do it. Making fun of people is awesome. It's fun. It's funny. I'm an asshole. You're an asshole. Let's be assholes together. It's fine. But also, don't cross a line. If somebody's getting upset about it, stop. You know? If somebody's like, man, that kind of hurts. I don't want to hear that anymore. That does make me upset. Then okay, it makes you upset. I'm sorry, you know. But if you're just offended because you hear a trigger word and you're like, oh, you can't say that because you're a white person, therefore you're a straight white guy and you can't say that. Like, even doing that voice right there, somebody's probably gonna get mad about that. Even though it's just a voice. Yes, it's clearly an effeminate voice, and that's fine. I don't know. I'm getting myself triggered here. I'm getting triggered myself. But I just want us all to be happy, us to make fun of everybody and to find the humor and everything. And just make dick jokes, make gay jokes, make black jokes, make white jokes, make whatever jokes. You know? Just say the words you want to say. Just don't use them meanly. Just don't be mean. Just don't be mean. And with that, I think I'm going to end this before I say more stupid shit that I'm going to regret later. So with that said, this is John. This is you listening to R3 on Haphazard. Haphazard Adventures show with Kaylee and John, talking about life, adventures, concerts, comic shows, random stuff that we do. Just have an adventure with us and our kids. Some shows are work appropriate, some shows aren't. Most of them aren't. And, you know, you can check us out on whitetosail.net. Check us out on every podcatcher out there, iTunes, Google Play, whatever, all of them. Hit us up on social media. We are on Twitter at HapHadPod, or you can hit me up directly at whitetosail. Make sure you go and check out my other podcast, Spoiler Country, over at scpod.net, also on every podcatcher out there. We do a lot more episodes over there. That's more pop culture, comic book, nerd-based. It's me and my buddy Kenrick, and we have a lot of fun. Kaylee also joins that one sometimes. But, you know, hit us up there if you want to. If you want to shoot an email, just shoot an email to haphadpod@ytcl.net, and you can shoot us an email there, and we'll respond to it, and we'd love to hear from you. And, you know, just remember, get out there and be nice to everybody. Don't make fun of people too hard. They might get mad.
It's all I have to do. Yeah.